Thank you, Grady. Didn't miss a beat. You did perfect. You know, I was thinking, standing over there thinking about my mother, and Cheryl's not here today, but we used to have a bet when we went to my mother's house how long it could take before I made her cry. Now, I didn't mean that in a crying in a bad way. I meant that as far as crying in a good way. And all I had to do was say a little prayer before a meal. Same prayer you said all the time. I say a little prayer, I'd open my eyes, and Mom would be crying. And I miss that. I miss that cry. I would give anything to be able to make her cry just one more time. You cherish your mothers if you can, and love them. You hug your mother too today if you can. If you can't, it's all right. Second Timothy 2, no, 2 Timothy 1, 8 through 15. This sermon is not necessarily a Mother's Day sermon. It's for everybody. And it's not going to be, I'm not going to gear it towards mothers. I'm not going to make it towards mothers, but it's for everyone. It was on May 25th, 2001. In Leesville, Virginia. He was an elementary school teacher. Byron Tanner Cross. He stood in front of the Loudoun County school board, and he said, I'm not going to quote him word for word, but I'm going to give you the gist of what he said. He said, I love my students, and I'm not going to lie to them. He said, I'm a teacher, but I also serve God first. He said, I won't tell my students that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy. It's against my religion. It's lying to them. It's child abuse, and it's a sin against God. And he was not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was not going to be ashamed. And I tell you to not be ashamed. 1 Timothy, verse 8 through 15, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to power. Don't be ashamed. Paul wasn't ashamed to take a stand for Christ, take a stand for Jesus. Do not compromise on biblical truth. Sell out to what you believe to be the Bible to be. Don't ever back down. Now that's easy to say and harder to do. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And Mark chapter 8, verse 38, he says, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory with his Father and his holy angels. When he comes in the glory of his Father with holy angels. Do not be ashamed. You're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. You're not ashamed of me, I won't be ashamed of you. You have the power to stand. You have the power to stand. You have the power to stand for self-righteousness. Let me look up another verse here. Luke 12:12. Luke 12:12. Get there. I think about a situation like that man was in. You know, it's easy to say, yes, I'll stand there and tell the truth. But it could be any kind of situation. It could be out in the street when you're surrounded by people who did not believe the gospel. It could be any kind. He says, when they bring you, this is verse 11, when they bring you to the synagogues and the magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should say or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. That very hour what you ought to say. You have the power in you. You have the power to stand for righteousness. You have the power to stand for God. Let's stand. Let's take a stand. It's time to stand up. It's time to take a stand for God. For salvation, let me get back over there. Who saved us and called us with a holy calling. He saved us. Salvation has the power to break the habits that started with sin. Salvation it has the power to break the habits that started with sin. Do what you thought. It has the power to give you to do what you thought could never be done. Power. Salvation. Called us with a, who has called us, who has saved us, and called us with a holy calling. With a holy calling, He has summoned us to walk in holiness. Jesus has, God has, His Word does. He's summoned us to walk in holiness. But here's the thing. Grace is salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Salvation is just simply something that we must accept. Because it's a gift. Because it's a free gift. It's just something that we have to accept. See, here's the deal. Salvation is a person. And that person is Jesus. Salvation, as important as this book is, and it's a revelation of Him. But this book is not Jesus. Salvation is in Christ and Christ alone. Would you give Him your life today? Would you give Him your life? Salvation, it's in a person. It's in Jesus. He's given us a calling, not according to works, but according to His purpose and grace, which He began in Christ Jesus before time began. It's His eternal purpose before time began. He saved us. He's called us. He's done all of this before time ever began. Before there was ever anything, He knew that He was going to create man. He knew that man was going to fall. And He knew that He was going to send His Son, Jesus. He knew He was going to do it. And He knew you. And He knew everyone. If you would just give Him your life, life and immortality, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let's read Ephesians 2, 11 through 13. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope without God in this world. But now Christ Jesus, you who are once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We once were aliens. We once were strangers. We once were cut off from God. We once were not a people. But now in Christ, we have been made a people. We have been brought near by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. It was determined before time began. Life and immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:55. He says, oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, Hades, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, Hades, where's your victory? It's the time has come to stand for all, to stand for God's word, to stand for God, to stand for the things of God, to stand for the principles of God. The time has come for us to take a stand for God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul says, hold on. He says, hold fast. He says, you've got to hold fast to the time. The time is now. He says, I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Paul says, I have done all of these things. And it's although he's suffering. I told you at the beginning of this chapter that, at the beginning of this book, that Paul is in the last days of his life. He writes, it'll just a little while, I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. And he's in the last days, and he will come. He says, I am already being poured out, but it's okay. Because I know, because you've heard from me the same words in faith and love which are in Christ. He says, you can keep that which was in Jesus. Verse 12. He says, I am persuaded that I suffer these things and nevertheless I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God can keep what you've committed to him? Have you committed anything to him? Anything at all? Most importantly, your life, your heart. And he says, I am not ashamed. I am convinced that God is able to keep everything I've committed to him. Romans 8, 37. He says, yet in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. He is convinced that nothing could separate us from Christ Jesus, our Lord. He says, hold on. He says, I'm not ashamed. Hold on. Hold fast. The pattern, the sketch, the architect, the sketch. Hold on. I'm gonna read these last few verses. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, and among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for it has refreshed me. It's not ashamed of my trains. Onesiphorus is, we don't know who he is. We don't know anything about him. But he refreshed Paul. He wasn't ashamed of Paul's chains. He sought Paul out. As difficult as it was, he sought him out. He found him. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and he found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And that you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. He ministered to Paul at Ephesus, and then when he found out Paul was in jail, he went to Paul, and he went to Rome. He did everything that he could, and he found out, and he refreshed Paul. Refresh. We can refresh people too with Christ, with the words of Christ. Be a refreshing. Jesus, on that last day of the great feast, John 7:37, I think I'll probably, on the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried out, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of water." Refreshing. He saw the people. He was sitting there. It was the feast and it was the last day, and he saw them all and he just couldn't take it anymore. And he stood up and he cried out, "If you're thirsty, come and get a drink from me. And if you get a drink from me, it'll be in you like rivers of living water." Refreshing. You'll be refreshed. Hold on to Christ. Hold on to Jesus. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. There's no other command, no other mantra greater than that in all of society. Jesus is Lord. Stand up with me if you would. I don't know where you are. I don't know what's going on with you. But it's time to stand up and to not be ashamed. If you want to come and pray with me about that, you can come and pray. If you want to come and kneel at the altar with some friends, you can come and do that. Whatever you need to do this morning, if you need to do it publicly, don't miss the day. Don't miss today is the day. Let's sing.